Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Pecos Conference is an annual conference which is held in the southwestern United States or sometimes in northern Mexico, where archaeologists spend a few days together discussing recent research, working through the challenges of the profession, and socializing in a fun outdoor environment. First inspired and organized in 1927 by A.V. Kidder at Pecos, New Mexico, the conference has no formal organization or permanent leadership, but somehow southwestern archaeologists find a way to meet at a new conference location each summer, mostly because they understand the problems of working in isolation in the field and the importance of direct FaceTime with colleagues. This year's 2014 Pecos Conference will be held August 7th through the 10th in Blanding, Utah. And joining me by phone this morning to talk about the conference is Dr. Jim Allison. He's an associate professor of archaeology at Brigham Young University. Dr. Allison's primary research interests are in the small-scale prehistoric societies of the northern Southwest, where he has worked for more than 20 years. Good morning, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Let's just talk a little bit first about the history of the Pecos Conference. Can you tell me a little bit? I mentioned in the introduction that it was actually formed in 1927, but tell me a little bit more about the history of the Pecos Conference.
Well, the Pecos Conference has been really important to southwestern archaeology. That first conference in 1927 brought together most of the leading archaeologists working in the Southwest, and they hammered out a scheme for sort of thinking about chronological change in ancestral Pueblo societies, which is called the Pecos classification, which we still use today. Many of your listeners will have heard parts of it, at least, where we talk about basket maker and Pueblo peoples and have, you know, periods that are basket maker 2, basket maker 3, Pueblo 1, Pueblo 2, and so on. That all originated at the Pecos Conference. And since that first conference, it was a little bit spotty in the early years, and they took World War II off, but since 1946, it's been every year. And this year's conference will be the 78th Pecos Conference. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's a pretty amazing history. It's been going on for a long time. How long have you been going to the conference, Jim?
First one I went to was in 1984. It was in Flagstaff, Arizona. I was an undergraduate student at the time, working at an archaeological field school, and the whole field school went down to the conference, and it was a really interesting experience.
Usually anytime archaeologists get together, it's a very interesting experience, that's for sure. So you've been going to this conference for quite a while, too. How has it changed over the years, or is it pretty much still holding that same sort of spirit that was first adopted and organized in 1927?
Well, it's definitely evolved over the years. I think now we get a lot more people who aren't professional archaeologists. We get a lot of people who work for government agencies or contract archaeology companies who are doing archaeology as a business. That really wasn't much of, that really wasn't going on at all in 1927. But one of the things that stayed the same is that the first conference was deliberately informal. A.V. Kidder was excavating at Pecos, and he just invited a bunch of people to come to his field camp and hang out. It's a little bit funny to look at pictures from that first conference because some of the men insisted on wearing ties, so it wasn't quite as informal as it is these days.
That doesn't happen anymore, huh?
It doesn't happen anymore, no. I'm pretty sure no one will wear a tie at this year's conference. But, you know, they're sitting around in the dirt talking archaeology, some of them with ties on, although Kidder actually, I think, had his field clothes on in the photos I've seen. But it's that deliberate informality, I think, is really kind of interesting because most of the time when we do conferences as archaeologists, it's very formal, very structured, and it's a lot less so at the Pecos Conference. There's a lot more opportunity for students to interact with senior people in the profession, and I think that's a good thing. And for people who aren't archaeologists to come, they listen to the presentations, which are really oriented towards current research. What I did with my summer field work, kinds of things, as opposed to really sort of finished explanations of, you know, here's my grand scheme for what's going on in the Southwest, or my interpretation of this project. Instead of that, it's more like, okay, we went out and we worked at this site, and here are the cool things we found. And to, it's sort of interesting to maintain that kind of informal structure. The Pecos conference is always held outdoors. We'll do it. We'll set up some big tents, and presentations will be under the big tents. There's no opportunity for people to show slides at least the main part of the conference. And so it really puts a premium on sort of connecting with the audience and being able to explain what you did instead of leaning on your PowerPoint slides or something, you know, and relying on those. So it's really interesting, but I think that informal setting is really, really important to the success of the conference and the interactions that it promotes.
And you are listening to KSJD. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Dr. Jim Allison. He's an associate professor of archaeology at Brigham Young University, and we're talking this morning about the 2014 Pecos Conference. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Dr. Jim Allison. He's an associate professor of archaeology at Brigham Young University. And we're talking about the 2014 Pecos Conference and a little bit about the Pecos Conference in general. This year's conference will be held August 7th through the 10th in Blanding, Utah. Jim, so you're describing a nice informal environment. And you were talking a little bit earlier about the history and some of the really kind of a pretty big breakthrough in that first Pecos conference that happened when they determined the Pecos classification. Have you seen any particular breakthroughs or really interesting collaborations happen at Pecos in your own experience?
Well, I don't know if we've had big breakthroughs in that same sense. One of the things is, of course, when a field like Southwestern archaeology is in its early stages, it's a lot easier to do big breakthroughs. But I think a lot of collaborations have their origins at the side discussions that go on at Pecos, where people just sit down over lunch or dinner and sit around the campfire and talk about what they're doing, what they want to do, and make plans for future projects.
So, Jim, the Pecos Conference really has no formal organization or leadership. How does this event come together each year, and how is it coming together this year?
Well, I think each year somebody volunteers or is volunteered by other people to put on the conference, to sort of be the organizer. I'm still not quite sure how I wound up in charge. I said something at one of the past conferences about maybe being a good idea to do it in Southeast Utah, and then suddenly everyone was expecting me to do it. But I'm doing it, so I'm not doing it by myself. I've got a committee of people who are doing probably more work than I am. A bunch of local people in Southeast Utah are helping, along with organizations. So I think it's good to note that we've got the San Juan County and Blanding City behind this, as well as the Manti La Salle National Forest. We're going to actually be on forest land. And so it's helpful that we've had help from the forest in organizing it. And a committee of people helping. It's too long to read off all the names, but largely residents of Blanding and Bluff who are helping organize the logistics. The Blanding Travel Council is involved. The Trails of the Ancients Archaeological Society, which is the sort of an avocational archaeological group, a branch of the Utah Statewide Archaeological Society that's based in Blanding. So all of those people are helping put it together. Really, it's just sort of a, year to year, it's kind of an anarchy, and somebody winds up in charge for a short period of time, and they somehow manage to pull it together and pass it on to somebody else next year.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening at this year's Pecos Conference. Can you give us kind of just a basic rundown about what's going on at the conference this year?
Sure. Well, what we'll do, we start the conference with a reception Thursday evening. And again, that's just sort of an informal event. People just kind of come, hang out, and talk. On Friday, we'll do presentations most of the day. In the morning, most of those presentations will be about southeastern Utah archaeology. I'm really excited about a couple of them. Bill Leip and R.G. Mattson are going to talk about work they did on Cedar Mesa back in the 1970s, and it will be sort of a summary of, not necessarily current field work, although I think they've actually continued to do little bits of work out there, but to talk about this really important project that happened 40 years ago or more, and what its contributions to Southwest archaeology are. So that's going to be really cool. And then, of course, right after them, we've got Ben Bellerato, who's a student at the University of Arizona, talking about research he's doing right now out on Cedar Mesa, and many other things that I think will be really, really interesting. The afternoon, we'll mostly talk about Southwest Colorado and archaeology being done there, including presentations about work that Crow Canyon is doing, reports about the Village Ecodynamics Project, which, again, I'm pretty interested in and pretty excited about. And I don't want to slight anybody because I'm skipping over tons of stuff
of course.
That's going to be really interesting. Then Friday evening, we're actually going to do a sort of an unusual thing for Pecos. We're going to go into town, and at the Blanding Arts and Events Center at 7 o'clock, we're going to do a public symposium, which is free to members of the public. You don't have to be registered for the conference. Just show up at the Blanding Arts and Events Center, which is, I think it's 200 South, 700 West in Blanding. That's not the precise address, but it's big enough that if you're there, you'll be in the right place. We're going to do this symposium called, which we're titling New Science for Old Pots, all about recent scientific work on prehistoric pottery from southeast Utah. And so we'll be talking about all sorts of fancy scientific stuff, neutron activation and see if I can even get it right. It's ICP-MS. Inductively, let me just not mess that up and just say that.
Go ahead.
basically these are ways of looking at the chemistry of pottery or clays, and from that getting back to trying to tie that back to where things were made, and then look at distributions and try and get at patterns of production and exchange of these different kinds of pottery. And so we'll have a couple of papers. I'm going to talk about recent research that I've done with redware pottery that's mostly made in southeast Utah and exchanged into Colorado during the Pueblo I period. We'll have Donald Glowacki is going to talk about neutron activation analysis on pottery from Chaco era great houses in southeast Utah and looking at ceramic production and exchange. Bill Lucius is going to talk about, again, about redware pottery using this ICP-MS to try and tie it back to clay sources. Then we'll have a paper talking about trying to find traces of cacao on pottery from Montezuma Canyon in southeast Utah. And another paper looking at trying to track down the source of salt that was found in some Hopi ceramic vessels that were found in the Canyonlands area. So I think that's going to be, I hope, an exciting and really interesting kind of symposium. And I hope people aren't scared off by all the science end of it, because the point is really to make it something that's accessible to the public. So we're not going to go in there and explain neutron activation in any great detail to people, except basically you stick you grind up the pottery and stick it in a nuclear reactor and
see what happens.
And if you carefully see what happens by tracking the radioactive decay of all the different elements, you can really precisely measure the chemistry of the pottery and then use that, you know, sort of go from that raw chemistry to patterns of distribution and then on to production and exchange of ceramics. So it's really cool stuff. It'll be really interesting. And then Saturday, more presentations. We'll finish up. We'll have sort of a dinner and we've got the beautiful Loser Society is coming to play music for us after the dinner on Saturday, and there may even be some dancing. I probably won't participate, but some of the younger folks will, and maybe even some of the older folks who are there.
All right. Jim, thanks for joining me today. Is there a place where people can find out more about the conference? Is there a website or somewhere where people can go and see a schedule and maybe pick and choose what they want to be involved with?
Sure. There is a website, www.swanet, so swanet.org. And then /2014_Pecos_conference. That should get you to the right place. Or Google works pretty well, too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event, and definitely encourage the public to go out and check that out and not be, as you say, scared off by all the big words that you're using to describe some of this research. But thanks again, Jim, and I appreciate your time talking to me about the 2014 Pecos Conference.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and my guest this morning was Dr. Jim Allison, Associate Professor of Archaeology at Brigham Young University. We've been talking about the Pecos Conference, and again, the 2014 Pecos Conference will be held August 7th through the 10th in Blanding, Utah.